Revolution takes 20. Revolution takes 20.
And I get paranoid. And yet, it's there. It's always there. I suppose there are some people who really like that. Maybe once every century or something. That when a meeting is really, really good, probably that happens. Maybe once every 2 centuries or something. Or probably people who have that kind of relationship never bother to tell it to others, and nobody really believes it, so that we don't know about it. But it's amazing that it does exist. And it's amazing that the only time that I remember about my promiscuity is when I feel so insecure that I feel intentionally that I have to bring that out in me to sort of protect myself. But other than that, it never is there. But I still feel that I have to hold back because I'm not quite sure if you feel that way. Well, that's like a kind of strange calculation, maybe. You know, that's a kind of calculation bit, that the cleverness bit, you know, like holding back because you don't know that other person's feelings are. No. But one has to protect oneself in a way. Or should one?
To Italy.
No. To Italy. So now John tells me that if I had booked a telephone call to Italy, which I did, so I should have. And Bill said that he got a very nice place for me, and he's found a very nice place for me. It's overlooking the park, the Hyde Park. It's quiet. It's on the third floor. Both rooms are facing the park and the sky. Just the two rooms are rather small, but I don't mind that. And a very tiny kitchenette, but just very nice. And the toilet and bath, which are very nice. And they're all painted white and has a very pale gold fitted carpet. So that sounds really great. Tomorrow morning or something, maybe I should go and see it. And even if it's temporary, I can always give the lease to somebody, I suppose, because it sounds like a very cheap place for that, the location and all that. Location and all that, it's less than £20 a week, meaning like £18 or something, yes, it comes to. Because it's 800 per annum. So, and central heating and all that. It sounds all very nice. But, And then I found out something else. The Andy Warhol and Mario Mario shot today in New York. I'm so glad that I wasn't there, because I would like to be there if I were in New York. Poor Mario. But the thing is, oh, and that's something that I should tell John. It's so funny. Mario used to, because he's a fag, I guess. I don't know what it is, but anyway, he was very, I think he's a mature fag, as much as he could as a fag. I think he was terribly interested in me and all that. So what he does is he would just sort of like touch me on the neck or like my back or something like that, or sort of scratch my arm or something like that when I'm talking to somebody. And then he said, "This girl is amazing. She doesn't even notice it." You know, and made me feel like I'm a real frigid woman, which was true because I really never noticed. And I was going to go, "Oh, you were scratching or something." And it was just annoying, you know. But most of the time, I didn't even notice because I was sort of deep in some conversation or something like that. And it made me used to wonder, my God, if I were sensitive at all, no matter what I was doing, if he would touch me or something, I should notice. You know, that used to bother me. But that's how I was, you see, it's amazing. Because I don't know what's going to happen tonight. Cindy's coming back, maybe. Are we going back to Weybridge or are we going to stay here? All that, you see.